Among the things that make Pokey LaFarge stand out, his unique moniker, his throwback sound, the formal attire he often sports on stage, and one of the songs from his latest album, which celebrates a time zone. LaFarge says the song took him only 5 minutes to write.
Some songwriters would probably say that's the proof that it's a good song. You know, some of the best songs, I should say, some of the best songs come out that way. And, you know, it just, what I mean is if it came out in 5 minutes, I wasn't really consciously thinking about it. It just kind of came out.
The 30-year-old St. Louis native, along with his 5-piece band, will be keeping it within the Central Time Zone tonight as he performs in Bowling Green. The Pokey LaFarge sound can be described in a variety of different ways. In fact, he says it changes each time he's asked.
If I had to describe it today, I would say that it's acoustic-rooted, horn-accentuated, lyric and melody-driven Midwestern swing. How's that?
LaFarge says his musical style is rooted in bluegrass, music that was handed down from his grandparents and that he picked up by going to bluegrass festivals.
The drive, the tempo, the pace, obviously the high lonesome sound. The melodies, the emphasis on the melodies, the takeoff solos like that of a jazz format. It was the beginning for me.
2013 was a busy year for Pokey LaFarge and his band. They were on the road much of it, playing 250 dates last year and developing a well-honed on-the-road routine. He says traveling around and playing music has been his life since he was 17 years old.
Routine, of course, can turn into weariness as well, needing a change, needing a break, needing a rest, needing something new. I learned that I probably need to spend a little less time on the road in the future, but, I'm no regrets. It was an amazing year, and I had a lot of memories and gained a lot of experience and obviously helped to promote my most recent release.
His eponymous album received critical acclaim. He and his bandmates traveled to New York City last summer to perform Central Time on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Well, it was of course, I guess the one word a lot of people would probably explain when they do something like that for the first time is surreal. We got to meet Paul Schaefer and all that, and just being on the set, it was quite... quite the memory I'll never forget, and but all together it's something that, you know, you don't do this for yourself so much as you do your family and your friends and your community and things like that. So I was honored to be able to represent those things on that show.
It wasn't the band's only TV appearance. Pokey LaFarge music has been featured on HBO's Boardwalk Empire and even on the big screen in the new Lone Ranger. On radio, they've been featured on A Prairie Home Companion, another scheduled appearance on that show in June. When on stage, Pokey LaFarge and his band are normally dressed to the nines, often in ties, coats, and vests. LaFarge says the wardrobe isn't necessarily by design, but just part of his belief that appearance matters.
You know, as far as on stage, I let the guys express themselves and how they want to do it. You know, I don't make them dress in a certain way. Certainly, I wouldn't say that it would be appropriate to get on stage with a jean and a t-shirt. I do think that if people are paying to come and see a show, you should go all out and do everything you can to make that be a show for them.
And the next show is tonight in Bowling Green at the Warehouse at Mount Victor, with doors opening at 6 o'clock Central Time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.
Mississippi had a way with me, and you just never know what the rain will bring.